Hey guys, this is Evan Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the Daddy's Discipline audio. Specifically aimed towards people who enjoy and seek out content revolving around non-consent. As such, I might use the R word in this. I don't know if I'll feel the need to, but again, since this is the for people who are comfortable with that topic, I'm going to reserve the right to use it without warning. So do consider this your warning. First off, if you enjoyed this audio, that's great. I hope you enjoyed it. I made this for you to enjoy. I fully understand that the interactions, the dynamic in this audio is they're very toxic, and I wouldn't ever want somebody to be treated some way like this without their actual consent. But I fully recognize that if it's treated as a fantasy and it's enjoyed and engaged with safely, that I think that's a great thing. And I think you deserve to walk away, if you enjoyed this, to walk away without any guilt over that. If you enjoyed this, I want you to feel good about that. So, I made this for you to enjoy. So, yeah, that being said, I do want to kind of go through some things about this audio. First off, you may have noticed that, there is an optional CNC ending. I made it optional specifically because I know that there are people who like the dark and twisted stuff. Right, there are people who just want to be mind broken, and just left there like a writhing mess on the ground, without it being like it was consent all along thing. I'm one of those people. So if you're one of those people who just like wanted this to not end in like it was a role play the whole time, I'm right there with you. I'm the kind of person who would have wanted to listen to an audio like this and just have it end, right? Without, I could have done without the CNC ending. Originally, I wasn't even going to include it. I wanted to just kind of out of respect for the fact that I think in kind of this kink space, toxic DDLG relationships is probably a little bit more real than it should be. Much more real than I wish it was. So I did want to kind of give people a chance to in-character step back from that and kind of enjoy it was a role play and you're really safe the whole time. I thought that was appropriate. But I just want you to know that if you wanted to like this without, the CNC ending, that was kind of my original vision for this. And I want you to feel like you're valid for not, if you didn't click on that or if you didn't want to click on that. I want you to feel like that's an okay thing. I do want to go through some of the things that get said in this audio. And I'm going to treat it as if there was not a CNC ending. I'm going to treat it as if it were, as if it was an entirely non-consensual, like a toxic thing. Just because I think it's important. I think it's helpful to hear these things, even for those of us who do enjoy this stuff, right? I think it's helpful to take a step back and just look at something and be like, okay, it's great that we enjoy this in fantasy, but like this is not how you deserve to be treated outside of a consensual fantasy, okay? So right away, like the first thing that gets said, or like the second thing, right, is that's not how this works, princess. Oh, I guess as a heads up, I'm going to be reading some parts of the script. Sorry for the late heads up, but again, presumably, since this is the aftercare for people who enjoyed this kind of content, hopefully this is not your first time hearing these lines. But if it is, it's also fine. If you wanted to start with this, who am I to judge? But please consider that a warning. I'm going to be reading out lines from the script. The speaker character says, that's not how this works, princess. You do not get to say no to daddy unless I order you to. I'm your daddy Dom, you're my baby girl, and that means you follow my orders. Within the context of a fantasy, this is great, right? This is stuff that I would want to be told too. And that's kind of why I wrote this. But, you know, if this is a real dynamic, right? An actual dynamic where somebody's not given the right to refuse or to say no is really problematic. That's not okay. This is not a dynamic that I would recommend anybody enter into if it was as a true dynamic, right? Again, if it's roleplay, that's one thing, right? If it's us listening to an audio and enjoying that as a fantasy, I think that's great, right? But if somebody actually told you something like this, I would consider that a huge fucking problem. It kind of goes on to say more stuff, right? If I'm not in the mood for you to be resisting, you're not allowed to resist me, or else daddy's gonna have to punish you. And then he says, is that what you want? To be treated like a naughty little bitch? And this is kind of the beginning of something that I think is going to repeat itself quite often throughout the script, which is he's shifting the blame for the acts that he's about to do. And I drink some water. I just got out of recording the other aftercare, and it's like half an hour long. So my voice is a little tired. He's shifting the blame onto the listener character, right? Is that what you want? Right? Daddy's gonna have to punish you, right? And this is gonna be something that rears its head quite a few times throughout the script, right? The idea that, I'm punishing you because you disobeyed my orders, or, you said no to me, right? But really, this isn't... again, I'm gonna say this a bunch of times because I want you guys to feel good about enjoying the audio and the fantasy, but, if this is, this is fine to enjoy as a fantasy, but if somebody actually has a problem with this and they're shifting the blame onto you just for trying to establish and maintain a healthy boundary, that's not okay. That's not how anybody deserves to be treated. That's not how you deserve to be treated. And this is manipulation, right? It's your fault that you're being punished or whatever, right? That's manipulation. Next thing that he says, right? Or maybe I should find a real good girl, a nice little real princess who knows, who understands how to properly follow orders, right? This is more manipulation too. This is kind of meant to invoke a fight or flight or a desperation response in the listener, panic, right? Even if this is a toxic thing, it's still the thing that they're in right now, right? And the potential removal of that familiarity. The threat of losing the familiarity, I think, is something that can invoke people to put up with more than they should, or put up with things that they shouldn't put up with, right? They shouldn't be putting up with this kind of behavior from the speaker character, but they might be driven to by the idea, right? Because the idea that they might be thrown away or devalued or replaced, right? Even if it's in a bad situation, nobody likes the idea of being replaced, you know? So this is kind of more manipulation on the speaker character's part to kind of corner the listener into taking this abusive behavior. They kind of go on, you're lucky I still even want to fuck you. You're lucky, you're hot. All this stuff, right? That's kind of more I guess it's kind of gaslighty, right? Because it's they're not lucky to be in this situation, right? This is not a positive experience for them. But being told that, right? It's sort of a cognitive dissonance kind of thing, right? He's kind of trying to force them into recognizing that they're in a positive spot when they're not. Later on, oh shoot, sorry, I just bumped into something. Later on, there's a part where he says, oh, you're gonna play the victim, huh? You wanna sit there on the ground and act all sad because daddy was mean to you? And it's in this, the performance note in the script says sarcastically babying, and he's really, mocking them for suffering. And so, this does a couple things, right? He's he's invalidating their pain, right? By mocking it and right, it's like saying like, oh, you know, you're too sensitive or you're making too big of a deal out of this, right? And I think that's something that can really take away from a person's ability to feel for themselves or defend themselves or to maintain their own boundaries, right? Being told that they're too sensitive or being told that like that they're being a baby or like that they're like victimizing themselves, right? I think that's kind of a tool that can be used to remove somebody's agency or to remove somebody's ability to kind of discern for themselves that they're in a bad situation. So that's kind of like another kind of like a manipulative thing that gets said here. And all of this, like I'm saying this because, you know, even if we do, excuse me, my voice is starting to go. I've been talking for like 40 minutes. Even though we might enjoy these things in fantasy, right? This is not really like the way that you want to be treated in the end, right? I don't think this is the way that people should be treated in the end. I do want to punctuate that with saying it is okay to enjoy this in a fantasy, right? Like I like being degraded and you know, being told in an audio that like I'm gonna be replaced by somebody else. Like I'm like that's fucking, that gets me going, you know. And I don't think that means that there's anything wrong with me. I think it just means that I like to have power removed from me, right? And there's a, I don't know, there's any amount of reasons that you might enjoy something like this in a fantasy, and I don't think you owe anybody an explanation as to why, right? It's great to think about why, but like, just like I told the other aftercare, right? Like you guys, like I told them, like you guys don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you're not into this, right? And you guys deserve the same thing, right? You shouldn't have to explain yourself to people. You kind of deserve, I think you guys deserve a safe place to enjoy this kind of stuff. So, as I'm going through and like kind of picking apart the things that he says and pointing out that this isn't how people should be treated, if you want to be treated like this in like a role play, then I think you do deserve to be, right? And I think you deserve to enjoy it. But if you're not enjoying it, then that's a big fucking problem, right? I think even in the confines of a roleplay, you kind of deserve the... Not kind of, you absolutely deserve the right to back out at any time. But anyways, I'm kind of talking myself in circles here, so let's kind of continue to go through this. Where was I? He goes on to say, you rely on me, right? I pay for you to live here with me. I pay for the food you eat. I pay for you to fucking live. And the only thing that you need to do is be a well-behaved little slut for me when you're ordered to. There's a couple things here that are going on, right? He's putting himself up on a pedestal, right? He's shoving himself up further up the totem pole of power, and he's shoving the listener further down in the power dynamic. By saying, right, like, I'm in control, like, you owe me, blah, 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 right? The only thing you needed to do was to follow my orders. This is also not how it works, right? It's one thing to have, like, sex in exchange for money, right? And I do believe that sex work is real work, and if both parties have kind of agreed that this is what they're gonna do, then I think that's fine. But I think this is different, right? There's an expectation that I don't know, it's kind of been placed on the listener, right? The idea that, like, because I did these things, you owe me, right? And in my head, right, when I wrote the script, right, that wasn't really what the listener agreed to. They're kind of trapped, you know. In my head canon, I think the speaker character actually kind of maybe isolated the listener character from their other means of support. Maybe he's like kind of isolated them from their family or their friends or their loved ones. Maybe they don't have anywhere else to go because he's removed those things from the listener's life. But yeah, I just wanted to put it out there. Like, just because somebody supports you, right, doesn't mean that you owe them sex, right? You wouldn't, you know, we make fun of the idea all the time, right? Like, of, like, nice guys, where it's like, well, I was nice to you, so why aren't you having sex with me, right? This is kind of the same thing, right? Well, I fed you, so you have to have sex with me. Or, like, I pay your rent, so you have to have sex with me. I'm like, in a fantasy, sure, but, like, that's not how it works in real life, you know? Nobody can buy that from you unless you, like, agree to that. He kind of goes on to say, I was going to ease you into this, but I don't think you deserve that anymore. And now, again, we have this idea that, like, the listener deserves to be treated roughly, or that they deserve punishment, right? And, you know, nobody deserves to be treated poorly just for establishing a boundary, for saying no, for saying this isn't something that I want to do, right? I don't want to have sex right now, right? Let's see. The next part, right? It's the same thing. Naughty little princess who doesn't obey daddy deserves to get punished, right? Like, because, like, you deserve this because you're naughty, like, because you're bad, right? Again, that's not the case here. You're a naughty little kitten who doesn't obey daddy, so now I have to slap the shit out of you, right? And he's really putting the blame on the listener, right? Saying, like, well, I have to do this because you're not behaving. So I just wanted to kind of call that out as not the case and not okay. Some of the later stuff goes on. There's some spanking. Oh, here we go, right? He does this whole thing where he drags the listener onto his lap. And he's like, oh, you feel that, right? And he's hard, right? And he's like, that's my problem. I got horny. And it seems that you need a reminder that my problems are your problems. And this is a problem that you could have solved easily by riding my cock when I order you to, like a good little kitten. There's a couple things going on here, right? First off, like, there's some blame going on here, right? This is a problem that you could have solved easily, right? He's saying again to the listener, like, you could have avoided me being rough with you and me, like, yelling at you and me slapping you, right? He's saying you could have avoided this, but you chose not to. By, like, it would have been so easy if you'd just, like, done your job and had sex or whatever, right? And again, that's not the case, right? Like, the listener didn't choose. It's unfair for the listener to be forced into a position where their choices are have sex or get beaten, right? That's abuse. But also, when he says, my problems are your problems, this is really sneaky because, you know, in a healthy relationship, a lot of the time we do choose to put, to take each other's burdens onto our shoulders, right? That can be the sign of a healthy relationship when people are sharing their problems with each other, or that they're trusting their problems to another person, to a partner. But he's taking that, like, possibly positive dynamic, and he's twisting it, right? This is not the same thing. What he's saying here is, my problems are your problems, right? It's that same, like, obligation, right? He's saying, you're obliged to care about my problems, right? Where in a healthy dynamic, it's more like a voluntary thing, where it's like, well, I care about your problems because I care about you, not like a because you're forcing me to thing, right? Kind of goes on, do you hate getting punished by daddy? Then don't make me fucking do this to you anymore, right? He says, again, right, he's saying, like, you're making me do this to you, right? And it's almost like a, this is hurting me more than it hurts you kind of thing, right? Don't make me do this anymore. There again, like, the only person that's making him do this kind of stuff is himself here. So I thought it was just worth pointing that out. Kind of goes on. I'm going to skip past some of this because it's not as, there's not as much to go through. It gets a little physical. Where are we? Sorry, I'm, like, scrolling through my script. I don't really script these out. I'm just kind of going through this off the cuff. Whew. Okay, here we go. There's some chucking sections here, right? He says, you fucking breathe because I allow you to. Again, this is the same thing, right? Like, there's a lot of, like, power being taken here. Right? Like, I let you breathe, right? I let you live here. I let you live, or whatever, right? This is all kind of, like, unfairly seized power. So he's kind of, like, both putting himself in a position of power, saying, like, I'm in control of you, but he's also saying, like, I allow you, like, to you know, I'm benefiting you. I'm your benefactor, right? I'm, when he's not, right? He's kind of taking on this, this role that he didn't really deserve to. The last part I wanted to go through is kind of at the end, where, right after the climax of the audio, right? He says, look at me, blah, blah, blah. What are the only two words you know how to say? And he says, good girl, right? He says, you did a very good job of learning. I'm very proud of you. Do you want daddy to be proud of you? Say yes, daddy, right? There's a lot of positive. Oh gosh, I think I deleted part of my script by accident. Oh, and then here, he says, that's a good girl. Good girls get rewarded with kisses, right? And then there's a kiss to end the audio. I think this is one of the spookier parts of this script because a lot of this stuff is positive, right? You're a good girl, you learned, I'm proud of you. And like, taken in a vacuum, these are all things that, you know, we might want to hear, or that we might call like good, right? Or healthy or worth praising or whatever. I think the really spooky thing about this is that it comes at the end of a very negative interaction. And part of it is like, it's almost like he's implying that the listener has earned positive things by enduring kind of like a abusive assault. Right, it's like there's the carrot and the stick, and he's saying like, well, I get to do this to you because I end it by like giving you kisses or by giving you encouragement, or like you have to like recognize that like I can treat you however I want, right, as long as I give you this stuff that you want. I think this is just kind of like a scary thing that sometimes people use to justify ways that they might treat people, or to get them to continue to tolerate it, right? Somebody might say, like, well, he hits me, but then he calls me a good girl, right? And that's, right, outside of a fantasy, this is a really dangerous situation. This is a really toxic scenario. So I just wanted to go through that. But, you know, I do want to end it on kind of like a quote-unquote positive note, right? Again, I'm kind of condemning all of the things that he's saying as like if this was a full on real dynamic, right? If this was defictionalized, this would be a huge problem. But this is indeed fiction. So like even if you didn't click on the optional CNC, right? At the end of the day, like, consent is still, like, the most important thing. Presumably, you consented to the audio when you clicked on it. Otherwise, you know, we probably need to have a talk about you respecting your own boundaries. But, it's okay to want to be told these things, or to be treated this way, in the context of a fantasy, in the context of safe and consensual practice, right? I can't really think of a safer way to practice this kind of thing than through, like, audio, right? Because, like, at the end of the day, you're in control, right? You have that pause button. You have your close tab button, close window button, right? You can turn off your phone or your computer or whatever you're using to listen to. I can't talk. Whatever you're using to listen to this stuff. But sometimes we want to have that control taken away from us just for a little bit. And I think that's okay. You know, there are those of us who like to be kind of smacked around and talked down at and told that we deserve to be treated poorly or that we deserve punishment, right? If you're one of those people, I know we just went through like 15 minutes, 20 minutes or whatever of me like going through all these things and telling you, right, this is wrong. And I stand by that, right? I stand by the idea that if somebody was actually treating you this way without your consent, that'd be a huge fucking problem. I wouldn't even encourage you to be like to want to be treated this way, outside of a fantasy, right? If like this is not a dynamic that I recommend anybody seek out, but if it's in a consensual, discussed, like healthily engaged with fantasy, right? Even if it's with a partner or if it's in just in an audio, I want to be treated this way too. Like I'm right there with you. And I know that's probably kind of weird to hear. I always get really insecure about like talking about that in these aftercares because it's like you presumably you came here because you liked the MDOM like a non-con thing. So it's probably a bit jarring for you to hear from that same character. Like, yeah, I'm into this. Like you can treat me like this too, right? But I understand what it's like to want to be treated like that. And, you know, I know I do a lot of talking about, you know, you don't owe anybody an explanation and stuff like that, but I think it's just helpful sometimes to hear from somebody else, right? Like, I like that stuff because it gives me kind of like a weird sense of security. There's something weirdly safe about somebody paying attention to you. I mean, there are a lot of reasons I'm into this stuff, right? Like, I like to have control taken away from me because I get tired of having to control things. And for so many other reasons. But just something I wanted to go over is just, like, being abused in a fantasy sometimes makes me feel safe. For a lot of reasons. Some of them I don't really want to get into, but, you know, the idea that somebody wants you enough to hate you, or that, or enough to, like, want to punish you, or, like, to threaten you, or whatever, like, there's something really weirdly comforting about that. As a fantasy, you know? It's not something that we would want in a real relationship any more than we would want, you know, the violence that we have in video games to be real, right? But, you know, people take solace in both of those things. So, I just, if you liked this, I want you to walk away from this aftercare feeling validated, even though we just spent 20 minutes walking through telling you that this is not okay. But, you know, like, just if you enjoyed the audio, it's just a fantasy, right? This isn't a real relationship that you're in. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with you enjoying it. And I hope you kind of walk away with the same feeling, that there's nothing wrong with you enjoying this. I think for people who enjoy non-con, there tends to be, there's more judgment around that than there used to be here on this subreddit. And it kind of upsets me when I see that judgment now, because I think you deserve a place to get to be yourself and enjoy that part of yourself, you know? And I think this is a really good place for that. And I don't really want anybody to tell you otherwise, and I can't stop them from telling you otherwise, but But what I can do is continue to make this kind of content for you guys. And it's been a while, right? Like, I do have the rule where I don't post two non-con audios back-to-back. And I did kind of go a couple months without making one because I was really, really skittish after the seminar about it. So I'm kind of... this season, I guess, just the season, I'm trying to make a concentrated effort to make a little bit more dark and non-consensual content, because it's something that it's really important to me. It's important to me that I express it here, and it's important to me to create a space where you're able to get to feel those things that you want to feel as well. So I am thinking of you guys who enjoy the dark stuff, and I'll keep doing my best for you. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this. Thanks, and bye.